ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
Learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalet. Gemara towards the end of Daf Samach Dalet, Amin Aleph is discussing what the Mishnah says. A payer asks me the Baal Payer Ezu Avedasai, Azerik Evelin Makula Zui Avedasai. And the Gemara explains, even though your intention is just to disgrace the Baal Par, not an intention to do Aveda Zara, the intention is Lebizoi, that's also Nichol and Payer Asmi Lebaal Par. Your intention is to stone it. The Gemara brings a story. Rav Menashe Avakazel Lebeit Tarsa, Amle Aveda Zara, he was going to Beit Tarsa, I told him it's an Aveda Zara. So shakal piece of shadabe, so he threw a clod of earth on it. Amalei makulasi. It's a makulas, which the Aveda is to throw an evan. Amalu, is there a given the makulas tonight? Now she says, he told them, no, it's only when it's, when you throw it to the makulas, in other words, to be mechabedit, you're throwing it to the makulas as an offering. But I threw it at the makulas. I threw it at the makulas to stone it. Even if you throw an evan at the Merkulis, not to the Merkulis, but at the Merkulis, you're stoning him, it's still Avodah Zarah. So I'll take away the evan. Taking away is also a chayiv because you're leaving space for another stone. So you're showing him all shtelzach on the shayla. This gemara is l'chayir is mashma. That even though you have no intention of Avodah Zarah, you're just doing the Maisa, you're just doing the action, and Fakert, your intention is Fakert to go be Mavazet Avodah Zarah, to stone the Avodah Zarah, to disgrace the Avodah Zarah, but still Yechayev has a shtim with the Hava V'yira, we had before Machlokes Abayin Rava, by Ovid may a Hava V'yira, that Abayin says Yechayev, but Rava says Yepati, you need Kiblov Beloya, you need Kiblov Beloya, and by Hava V'yira, which ostensibly means that you're doing it just because you love someone and you want to make them feel good, so you do have a desire for them. Or you're scared of someone, you don't want them to harm you, you do have a desire because of that, but you have no intention of actually worshipping the Avodah Zarah, you're just going through the act to make someone feel good, or because you're afraid of someone. So Abayi says, Yechai, but Rava says, Yepater. So Rava's mashma has to be that your intention is to do an act of Avodah Zarah, do an act of divine worship, Hadas Hashem with Payer Atzmi Lepar, Afagav the Mechavan Lebuziye, Zarek Evan the Makulas, Afagav the Mechavan Lemirgame. It's also interesting, Rabbeinu Yonah's Mashma, that it's Takatali Habaha, that according to Abayi understands why Yechayev. He teaches the Gemara, we'll explain this soon. He says that the Gemara means that it's Asr, but it's not necessarily Mechayev. It's Asr, it's not Chayev. But he says that Rashi says, Zarek Evan the Makulas, Payer Atzmi Lepar, Rashi says, "Avagav the mechavim the bezuyi chayiv korban al shigosim hishu by chayiv misa." So Rashi's mashmi or chayiv a korban a misa. So he says that maybe Rashi's going like a bayiv a tzarichian. But Smasher Ben Yehuda learned that the shail of payir atzmi lepar without having kavanas avei dezara is the same shail as a havayira. According to a bayiv be chayiv, according to Rav he'd be potter. But the Taizer Rosh and the Adramah, they say no. They say that even according to Abaya, Vadid be Pater. This is much worse than Avavira. They don't explain exactly why. I'm assuming the Pshat is like this. Abaya is a Pshat, you're doing an Avaida insincerely. You're doing an Avaida pretending that you've been over Avaida. So you're doing it by Avavira. Now, Shaykin here, the Kavon Levzir means Bechol not an Avaida. Even Abaya will be masking that you're Pater, even though the Maisa is the same Maisa Avaida. But I'll call upon him. This is the shtel, whether the kash is both according to Abaye and according to Rav, like the Tais Rosh and the Adramah holds, or the kash is dafka according to Rav, that we pass him like, what's the pshat that mechavah lebzuyi, mechavah lemirgimei, is chayiv, why is it different than either of Eidazara mehav v'yira? There's no Kabbalah Saloya. So in the sugya of either mehav v'yira, we spoke about that earlier, on Daf Samech Aleph. We said, Taisa says one teretz, that the pshat is that even if you have no kavanah to Eved Avodah Zarah, still, the ma'aseh alone is mechayev, both according to Abaye and according to Rava. What's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava mehav v'yira? The machlokes is if everyone's Eved Avodah Zarah mehav v'yira. In other words, not an Avodah Zarah b'chlal. That's the machlokes. The pshat is no one considers this avodah zarah God. Everyone worships it me'avah v'yira. So it could be it's not called avodah zarah b'chal. So me'ala worshiping me'avah v'yira will be potter. That's a Rava holds. But if it's a bona fide avodah zarah, which people worship it sincerely, even if you're worshiping me'avah v'yira, you'd be chayv. He brings a raya from Pur. He says that when the Gemara first wanted to say that Echad Ha'ived means Ha'ived Me'av V'yira, that means that everyone's Ha'ived there is Me'av V'yira. Why? Maybe it means that only he's being Ha'ived Me'av V'yira. He says that's Pashit, because at Pur Atzmon Lepur, Zu Avedasai, even if you're Mechav L'Bzuyev, I say, if everyone's Ha'ived Me'av V'yira, everyone's Ha'ived it sincerely, Menach, then Avadi would be chayv. So this is one teretz, that the pshat is there is no ptur of not being sincere about the avodah. There's no requirement that you need to mekabel of balaya. You don't have to mechaven to worship the avodah zarah. As long as it's a genuine avodah zarah, which everybody worships, and you're doing the ma'is avodah, that's mechayev. And that there's a ptur of mehavayirah means when the avodah zarah is not a genuine avodah zarah, it's like haman that everyone's just avodah mehavayirah. We also mentioned there the sheet of the Adramah, which also wouldn't be shver here. The sheet of the Adramah is that the only time you're potter by Ha'av V'yira is when it's obvious you're doing it from Ha'av V'yira. So there's obviously no Kabbalah Soloya. You're making it clear there's no Kabbalah Soloya. Then, that's not called Ha'av V'yira. Cain said the Chdusherani really brought from Rabbeinu David, the same type as Svarim, that any time where it's not clear it's Ha'av V'yira, everyone's masking it as a Chiv. So I bazai payer atzmin lepar and zarek evan lemarkulis. Even though your kavana is to disgrace it or to stone it, but still this is a derech avoda, and there's no way anyone can know what your kavana is. So that's mamash achiyev. Now it's betzim it's tali in the ma'isa. If the ma'isa is a ma'isa avoda zara, even without any kabbalah soloya, that's also called avoda zara. Now vas if the ma'isa is a ma'isa which is nicker from the ma'isa that's mehav of the yira. So that's the machlokes of Ayin Rav, if that's called avodah zarah or not. But here, avodah mechaven lebzui, avodah mechaven lemirgiv means that the ma'is is a regular ma'is avodah zarah. It's just your kavana was not that way, so that's why you chay. So according to this pshat, the mechav v'yira, it's not a kasha b'chlal. But the kasha is according to Taisus' first teretz in Daf Samach Aleph and Mebeis, that Taisus Nemzon, that any time you don't have kavanah avodah zarah, it's not avodah zarah. There's no chiv avodah zarah if you don't have kavanah avodah zarah. And Taisa says that it's yarek val yavar, is even if it's not avodah zarah, it's yarek val yavar. There's a ptur for avodah zarah, it's still considered yarek val yavar. We spoke about it there. So I bezei shvei, so what's up shan and payer atzmi lepar and zarek evan lemarkulis, if he's mechavan lemzui, mechavan lemirgamei, there's no Kabbalah Soloya. You're not doing it for divine worship, so mainly you should be potter. And like we said, Rabbeinu Yonah tells it too and says, according to Rav Al Kapanim, you should be potter. And the Taisa Rosh says that even according to Abaye, be potter. Abaye means to have the year, it means that you're doing it l'shem, insincere worship. But here you're doing it l'besuya, that's not worship at all. Even Abaye will be maskim. So Taisa says the Teretz, ula ayvdei bebizui. That's what Taisus here says. Avgam mechav lezuy lo ayvda bevizit loyka mechav lezadus afilu ayvicham avir pata lerava. And then Taisus says, like those who show him afilu bayi de mechayev hasam hacham ayda de pater. Now Rabbi Kvenga seichen suda. Taisus earlier said not the way. Taisus earlier said that if it's an avayda zarem, that everyone is ayvid it sincerely, and you're being ayvid mehav v'yira yichayev and israyis and payir atzim lepar. So the chayyad of pshat is, and this I saw in the Chazanish. He says it's mafurish. The Taisi is going like the first teretz there. That any time you're not mechavan for avodah, you're potter, even if it's a real bona fide avodah zarah. And the Taisi Chaim is very bothered with this musig of that you're mechavan lo avodah bebizui. Yimanoshech, if you're mechavan to mevazit, that means you're not being avodah. If you're mechavan to be avodah, it means you're not being mevazit. What's this thing about being mevazit and being avodah at the same time? Teres Chaim doesn't say, I can't understand Bechlal Pshat. What does Teres mean Bechlal? But there's a Shmuz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sicha Pei Dalet in the Sichas Musar. He says a vart, he says, that kufu was the avoid of Pa'ar. We have the Gemara before, that the person came in to do the Pa'ar, and then he was Namekanechet B'chaitma. He wanted to be Mevazit real stark. He wanted to show that he's just being Mevazit. and Fakert and the Galachim of the Avodah Zarah were so impressed. He says the pshat is the site of the Avodah Zarah of Pur is to be mevazed of Avodah Zarah, to mevazed of God. That is the site of the Avodah Zarah. He says it's a vart of precus oil. It's a vart that's good for the Avodah Zarah, and they feel like they mamish by doing the gress to precus oil shayach. That's how you channel in the kayach of the Avodah Zarah. Some very perverse reasoning that the Baal Par has. Now, the Rabbi, that's what the Gemara is saying. How the woman who was willing to do all Avodah Zarahs in the world, she wasn't willing to do Avodah Zarah of Par. The Pshat is such a hashchasa. The Pshat's idea is that could go and make the grass to Bezayin of the Avodah Zarah that you go for worshipping. That's Gufa Avodah. That's why he's Mashman Taisis. The Ran says a little differently. The Ran says a vart, and he said it earlier at Bemisin, in the Gemara Daf Samech Aleph, the Gemara says that the Gemara says, Minayin lezevech behemel markulis is chayiv, and the Gemara says that you learn it out, that's talking about the zevech lahachis. The Gemara is a special pasuk telling you that zevech lahachis is chayiv. Some Mishayim learn zevech lahachis means you don't really plan on having this avodah zarah as your God. You don't care about this avodah zarah. You're doing it lahachis of Hashem. Lahachis means to be machis Hashem. So there is no kabbalah saloya, and that's why. And Rashi learns here that there's no chiyuv misa. It's just the law. Rashi says ainu miskaven lekavah baloya v'shmin and krad ayva balav. And it's Mashmi is learning like we shine him say lahachis means lahachis Hashem. But the Ran says no. Lahachis means to be machis avodah zarah. And Zakhtar had a very interesting thing, that if you're doing it to your machas avodah zarah, that means you are makabel of baloya. Because if it wasn't a God, who are you being machas? Obviously, you're being accepting as a God, because that's otherwise you're not being machas anyone. So Zakhtar ran interesting. Even though your kavan is not to be avid, your kavan is to be machas. But since you're trying to be machas in the being machas gufa, that's called the kabbalah saloya. And you're doing an avodah, That's Avodah Zarah. Out of the year, all these things as a pshat is, I don't consider it a God at all. I don't care about it, I don't consider it a God at all. But if you do consider it a God, but you want to make this God angry, so you want to embarrass it, you want to degrade it, but you consider it a God. And what you're doing is the Derech Avodah. So that's called an Avodah with Kabbalah Saloya. It's different than Taisus Ladaiti. Taisus pshat is, your Kavan is not Lachas. You're not trying to make the Avodah Zarah angry. You think that's good for what the Avodah Zarah wants. He wants you to embarrass it. That's good for the Avodah Shabbai. The more you embarrass the Avodah Zarah, that's the greatest Avodah you could do to this Avodah Zarah. That's Taisus Pshat. The Ran is saying no. You're not trying to do an Avodah to the Avodah Zarah. You're trying to be Machas Avodah Zarah. But if you try to be Machas Avodah Zarah, being Machas shows that there's a Kabbalah Saloya. If it's not a God, there's no one to be Machas. Obviously, Pshat, you're considering it a God. And what you're doing is the Derech Avodah, even though you're not doing it L'Shem Avodah, you're doing it L'Hachas. That's what you learn out from the Pasuk of L'Yizv Chodesh of Chaim, you're Shechting L'Hachas. You're doing it because you don't like the Avodah Zarah. You're angry at the Avodah Zarah. But you can't be angry at it if it's not a God. Obviously, you believe it's a God, then a God's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So I'm going to do something to make him angry. And that thing is a ma'is avodah zarah. That's called avodah zarah by kabbalah saloya. Kabbalah the gechidish in the Ran. So what do we have so far? We have rishonim that hold the faked being a ra'i from this, that half of a year is dafkam, when either the pshat is the whole avodah zarah is only neved may have a year, so it's not a real avodah zarah altogether. That's Taisus early in the second teretz, or like the Yad Ramah and the Rabbeinu David that the Ran brings. A half of a year is only when it's nikkur, it's a half of a year. Nashag when it's not nikkur, that's mamash avodah zarah. So that's one teretz on the kasha. Had it zishtim payer atzim lepar. You don't have kabbalah saloya. You don't need kabbalah saloya as long as you're doing an avodah to a bona fide avodah zarah, and it's not nikkur that there's no kabbalah saloya. That would be considered avodah zarah. You'd be chayiv and ganzen. But we have the first teretz of Taisus that says that you're not chayiv unless there's actual kabbalah saloya. So we have the teretz of Taisus that he's being avodah bebizli. And we have the teretz of the Ran that he's doing it lahachis, but since he's doing it lahachis, that shows kabbalah saloya. And we've all the ma'is of the ma'is avodah, and that's called an avodah of a kabbalah saloya. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, the chayiv doesn't mean chayiv. Chayiv means that there's an iser. The stam and iser deraisa, like we said before, Taisus is maskim, it's yarek val yava. Obviously, it's also mean deraisa. But there's no chayiv avodah zarah by it. Now the shaila is, what about the story of Menashe? That he wasn't mekabel b'aloyah. So bishlam according to Yishayim and nikabel asaloyah is good. But according to Taisa, that you need a kavana la'ev de b'bizoy, or lahachas according to the Ran, where you need a kabel asaloyah. So what happened with Rav Menashe? So the Taisa Rosh says simply, if Menashe was tak only on Smarasayin, it wasn't actually avodah zarah, it was only on Smarasayin. But the Marsha says a nubshat. And what he says, like he brings down, is l'chayr also a kesef mission in the Rambam. But it's a shver pshat. It's hard to understand the pshat. The Marsha says that you need Kabbalah Saloya to be chayiv is daft to be chayiv skila. You can't be chayiv skila without Kabbalah Saloya. If you're mechavah lebzuya, you're not going to be chayiv skila. Mashayin di mechayiv achatas, then you're going to be chayiv achatas, even though you're mechavah lebzuya without Kabbalah Saloya. And he brings it from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Be'agim lachza elchas avay dezayim halacha hey, ha'poyer lepar kedele v'zaysay, ha'el v'avadasu b'kach chayiv, u'mevi korban ashig gosay." It's very interesting. The Rambam says, "U'mevi korban ashig gosay." Why does he need it for? The whole elchas avay dezayim never mentions that. So the Kesef Mishnah learns that the chayiv by mechavel v'zaysay is dafka chayiv korban. But you're not going to be chayiv skila. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Loshen, because for skila is mutahi. So a bayi that has a machlokes by avir, there you can learn, is talking about whether you're chayiv skila. But a chayiv chatas, even the Kabbalah Saleh, you're going to be chayiv chatas. The Rambam Pishnais also mashman away. The Rambam Pishnais on the Mishnah of Payir Asim Leparza Avadasa, Rambam Pishnais also says some chayiv chatas. And also, if he means that Yechayev Chatas also, besides being Chayev Skil, it's very strange why he said it for. Why do we have to say Chayev Chatas? The Mashman, the Rambam Pesh Mishnah, is like the Mashmayus of the Rambam in the Yad, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Marshal learned this way clear, that the only time Payer Atzman Lepar Zeva Deosa is Lagabi the Chayev Chatas. Lagabi Chayev means the Nat Yinik Kabbalah Saloya. Now he says that Tais also holds that way. But Taiz didn't want a Zet sign of Payer Atzim Lepar, which is in the Mishnah of Hareil Niskolin, only the Gabi Chiv Chatas, is Mashtum et Skilas. That's what Taiz is like to be. But Taiz will be masking that if you're not Mechavim for Kabbalah Sloya, you're not Mechavim Leiv de Bebizli, you're just Mechavim Levazis, Al Kapani will be Chayiv Chatas. But it's very schwer that Taiz Chaim already asked the Kasha and the Chazanish, what's the word Mimanavshach? If being Ivan without Kabbalah Sloya is not considered avodah zarah, so why are you chayiv achatas for? The Maaseh, there's no kabbalah saloya, why are you chayiv achatas? And if being oiv without kabbalah saloya is considered avodah zarah, so why wouldn't you be chayiv skil also? Even if you say klar, I'm not being mechavim di mekabel baloya, I just want to stone it, but if stoning it without kabbalah saloya is avodah zarah, so why shouldn't you be chayiv skila? And if it's not avodah zarah, so how come when you do b'sheg, you chayiv achatas? Lamai says, as I state in Kesef Mishnah, as I state in the Marsha, it's Takash Tak Meduik in the Rambam, Sayin Yad, and even more Meduik in the Pirish Mishnayis. But like the Torah Sky Masses Kasha and the Chazanish also, and I haven't found anyone that said any beer Bechlau in this Shita, that when you pay your Atzmi Lepar and the Chavati Mavasa without any Aveda, if it's Beshegging, Yechayev Echatas, but it's not Shaykh, Bemezah to be Chayev Skila. I didn't see anyone that says it was a beer maspik. I don't understand it. But we said over this chat because the Maaseh, it's a Marsha, it's the Kesef Mishnah. So, Lasikam and Asugya, there are shittas that any time that Avodah Zarah is a bona fide Avodah Zarah, even without Kabbalah Saloya Yechayev, and that would explain Payrat Smilapur, that's Taisa's second Teresin of Samach Aleph and Beis. There's a shittas Yad Ramah, that any time it's not nicker that there's no Kabbalah Saloya, it is bona fide Avodah Zarah, Saif Echata, Saif Misa, even though Klap Ishmael Galia, there was no Kabbalah Saloya. And that would explain it perfectly. There is a sheet that the first text of Taisa Samachal Mbeis that Lamaisa, whenever there's no Kabbalah Saloya, Kamishmaya Galia, there is no Avodah Zarah. Al Kaponim is no Chiv Avodah Zarah. It's still Lashim Midir Aisid, it's still Yarek Valyavar. And this Sunya, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's only Legabi Isser. Taisa says that we're talking about there's an Avodah B'Bizui, there is Kabbalah Saloya, you want to be Avodah by being Mavazit, or the Ran says, that you're doing it lahachis, but since lahachis is also Kabbalah Saloya, so it's also called an Aveda with Kabbalah Saloya. And then you have the Kesef Mishnah and the Marsha's Pshat and the Rambam, that when there's no Kabbalah Saloya, there's still be a Chiyav Chadas, but there won't be a Chiyav Skila, and I don't understand the Pshat exactly. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hanaisim Izare Lamelech, someone who gives from his children, from his descendants, to this melech. He has to do two things. He has to give it over to the melech, to the kaimrim. Rashi says the mishar say avodah zarah, and the yaver be'esh. He has to bring it across in the fire, like we'll see in the Gemara. There's a discussion, the Rishayim, we're going to discuss soon, who is being Maver Be'esh? Does it mean that the Kaimrim are Maver Be'esh, or does it mean that the father is being Maver Be'esh? And there's a question exactly how the Maver Be'esh, and an issue in the Rishayim if the children are actually burnt by the fire. We'll see all this in the Hemshech of this year. Masul HaMelech LeHever Be'esh, Hever Be'esh LeMasul HaMelech, Einachayev Etshiyimsu LeMelech VeYaver Be'esh. You need those two things. There's two tanan. There has to be a Mesir LeMelech, there also has to be Avar Be'esh. You need both, and the Gemara learns out how you know you need both of these two things. And the Gemara goes on, Ktani avay desire, Ktani melech. There's two, Chiyuv eskila, it says. It says, a hayver avay desire, and then it says a new thing, of an eisim izare lemelech. So you see, there's two separate things, hayver avay desire, and eisim izare lemelech. Amr ab oven tanan, command yom a melech lav avay desarehi. That Mishnah goes like the man, yom that melech is not an avay desire. The Tanya, echad lemelech, echad l'shay avay desire, chayiv. So the Tana Kama says that the din of Naisim Yizar Lamelech would apply to all Avedazars, and Ablazer Reb Shimon says no, the din of Naisim Yizar Lamelech only applies to Melech, it doesn't apply to any other Avedazar. Then the Gemara says that Reb Shimon, Ablazer, Reb Chinim, and Tignis are Medavar Echad, that's what Abai said, because Reb Chinim and Tignis said, and they mat tafs a terla shemelech, kol shemichu aleim afilu tzrev afilu kisein. So that also sounds like that he needs that the Shmai should be Melech, it's only Melech. The reason why the Torah said Melech, to be anything which is a Michu Aleim, which made it into a Melech, even Tzor and Kisim. And Rava says, no, Melech Harayik Benayim. That according to Rav Shimon Lazi, you need an official Melech, that everyone uses it as a Melech. Mashenke, and according to Rav Chaim and Ategnis, you can make your own Melech with a Tzor and a Kisim and call it Melech, and that will be a Melech. That kind of the Gemara. Now the Gemara doesn't say clearly, The Machlekes here doesn't say clearly if Melech's Avei Dezari or not. All it says is that the Tanakhama holds that Yechayev by Naisim Yizari LeMelech even to a Shair Avei Dezari. And Rav Shimon Lazar says, no, you need Dafka Melech. So where does the Gemara see in this Machlekes if Melech is Avei Dezari or not? So Rashi explains that if Melech is not Avei Dezari, then there's absolutely no reason to think that Shair Avei Dezari should have a Chiyev Melech. What's the Shaykhis? Melech's not an Avodah Zarah. Melech's a separate thing. So obviously, that's what it is. Melech. Just because you did a Maisa of Melech for an Avodah Zarah has absolutely no Shaykh. It's an Isser of Melech. Mashiachin, if you hold that Melech is an Avodah Zarah. So then Rashi makes a Cheshbon like this. If it's the Derech to do this Avodah for this particular Avodah Zarah, why do we need a new Isser of Naisim Yizar LeMelech? Every Avodah Zarah is Chayav by Kedarka. So why did Torah say in Issa of Naisim Yizar LeMelech? Elamai, to teach you even Shalei Kedarka. Even if it's not the Derech Avodah Zarah, even if it's Shalei Kedarka, there is an Isser, there is a Chiyav, Kares, Skila, even on Shalei Kedarka. So a Melech would make no difference which Avodah Zarah it is. Because there's no reason to say it's Dafka LeMelech Vakeret. If that is the Derech of the Avodah Zarah, then you don't need the Pasuk. The Pasuk is B'dafka coming to teach you Shalei Kedarka. The Pasuk Dafka come and teach you Shalei Kedarka, and it means that any Avei Dezara Shalei Kedarka would have the din Achi of Melech. Dosh Deni Rashi, and that's a Parsha Taitcha de Gemara. The Ramban al Atayra in Parsha's Kedashim, he explains that if Melech's not Avei Dezara, it's like a chayk, it's like a superstition. It's like one of these things. You see, the Torah puts together Mavid B'nai Abita V'esh together with Kaisim Ksama Ma'inim Menachesh U'machasheth. It's one of those types of things that the ones who do it believe that they'll get some atzlacha, they'll get something out of doing this ritual of doing it lemelech. But there's no avodah zarah involved b'chlal. It's kind of like a chukas agai, but this particular chukas agai is the Torah was more makban on it, and the Torah said that this particular chukas agai there's an isser of skila and kares. So then you have to do it the way the chayk is done. There's something called melech. And that melech is something which you marvid b'nayu bitai for this melech, but not that you're doing divine worship to this melech, not that you mean mekabel the melech, or anyone's mekabel this melech b'aloya. No one is serving it as a god. They're just doing this particular ritual which they do to the melech, and they believe that somehow that's going to bring atzlacha to them. So Mel, if you stam do a similar ritual as an Avodah Zarah, so that's a regular Avodah Zarah of Shalei Kedarka, which has no chiyuv. It's not Hashtachava, it's not Avodah Pnim, it's not even Akhtara, because like we'll see, they don't actually burn the child for the Avodah Zarah, they just bring him in the fire, or through the fire, as we'll see in the sugya. So Mel, it's an Avodah that Shalei Kedarka going to be Potter. That's on the tzad, that Melech is not a Avodah Zarah, that's what our Mishnah holds. Melech is a Chayk Avodah, it's a Chayk, not a Chayk Avodah Zarah. Chukas Hagoy, it's a ritual that's done, similar to Ma'inim, Menachesh, Mechashiv, Shailevi, Yudaini, that type of thing. And therefore you need that it should be Melech, Stam to Avodah Zarah, there's no Shachas to Avodah Zarah. Mashayin, if your Melech is Avodah Zarah. So I see a Machleik is Rashi and the Ramban Alatera that we mentioned, the Parshat Sedoshim, how to understand Melech if it is Avodah Zarah, just the Machleikis and Mashmai's Darshim, that Rashi holds that there is a specific Avodah Zarah that's called Melech. And Oyba Zay, the Avaris Eish to that specific Avodah Zarah, is Taka Kedarka. It's L'chaya by me impossible to learn that it's Shalai Kedarka that people did not do this ritual of Avaris B'nai Abita V'Eish to Melech. The pasuk's discussing this thing. Obviously, it's done. And then the Navi, it says a few times that the Klal Yisrael did this. Now, Rashi, I think, holds like this, that Avadar Avodah Zarah of Melech was a derech. But why did Torah say this thing? If it's taka a derech, in other words, for the Melech Aleim, which it's a derech, that you don't need. Elamai, to teach you that even for other Avodah Zarahs, it's chayiv. Rashi says it's Mefurish and Amid Beis, Samach Dal and Amid Beis, when the Gemara was saying the Sholosh Krisis B'Avodah Zarah is Lama. Now Rashi says, L'mandi Yom HaMelech HaVodah Zarah, Rashi says, V'Avi B'Chlal Kedarka. The Chol Sh'Avodah Zarah Mecha Yavdu Nafka, Bo'a Kassav L'Chayav, Af B'Sha'ar HaVodah Zarah Shein Darka B'Kach. Avada for Melech itself, it's Kedarka. And Mamele Yitaka don't need a Pasuk for Melech, because that's Pashat HaVodah Zarah Kedarka. Why did Torah give it a din of Melech? To tell you that even Shalai Kedarka, even this haste, even for other Avodah Zarahs that aren't Melech, and there it's Shalai Kedarka, Yosachayiv, that's the pshat in the Isser of Melech. But it's just a sniff in the Isser of Avodah Zarah, just like you have Ishtachavah, which is Chayiv Shalai Kedarka, you have Avodah Zarah, which is Chayiv Shalai Kedarka, Mavi B'noi Bita Be'esh, Mavi Zarah LeMelech, is also Chayiv by all Avodah Zarah Shalai Kedarka. So these are the two Mandiyamrim. The Mandiyamrim holds that Melech is Lav Avodah Zarah. Melech is not an Avodah Zarah whatsoever. The Melech is not an object of divine worship. It's some sort of an object of Kishuf or something like that. When you marve b'nei ubitei for the Melech, apparently it has Kaimrim. It's like similar to an Avodah Zarah, but it's not. No one's worshipping it. No one thinks it's God. They think it's some sort of a power which you're not supposed to give any divine. You're not supposed to attribute any divinity to this power. You're just supposed to do some ritual with this power, with this Melech, and that ritual will bring you some atzlacha according to the Deus Nefsadus of its adherents. But that's not Avodah Zarah. So for that, you need Melech. That's the Melech Lam Avodah Zarah. Or if Melech is Avodah Zarah, so for Keret, the way they're getting this atzlacha is by doing an Avodah Zarah. So anyway, Melech is Chayiv because of Eicha Yavdu. So when the Torah says Mavet B'nei Obita Be'esh, that's trying to say even other Avodah Zarahs, if you take this Avodah Zarah, you borrow it from Melech and use it for other Avodah Zarahs, you'll be chayiv. The Ramban HaLotari says a chat differently. The Ramban HaLotari says if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah, so Melech doesn't mean anything. Melech means Avodah Zarah. There's no barrier for Melech if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah. Melech means a Melech. Avodah Zarah. Agot. Agetchka. That's what the word Melech means if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah. And the Torah is now being mechadish, Mavet B'nai Abita Be'esh is an Avodah of Avodah Zarah that says you need it for Shalai Kedarka, Kamuvan. If Tak it's Kedarka, you'd be Chayav Atzeh Chayavdu. But Shalai Kedarka, there's a Chiyav of Melech. You have one more thing, which is Chayav, but it's not the Pshat that there is an Avodah of Melech, is an Avodah Zarah called Melech, which has this Avodah of Mavet B'nai Abita Be'esh. And Grandi Yechayiv Shalai Kedarka. Ramban doesn't like that pshat. Melech is the Chiyuv. Melech means if you taka do this Avodah to an Avodah Zarah, to any Avodah Zarah in the world. But it comes at the same thing, according to both Rashi and Ramban, that the pshat is that the din of Mavet Zarah LeMelech means to do this Avodah Shalai Kedarka to an Avodah Zarah. Just Rashi, I'm saying, holds that Melech happens to be something called Melech. a specific Avodah Zarah, and this was the derech that they used to do to that specific Avodah Zarah, but you learn it from the Pasuk, who would then if you do this Avodah to any other Avodah Zarah? Hashem and the Rabbanals, no. Melech doesn't mean that there's a specific Avodah Zarah called Melech at all. Melech means Avodah Zarah, and the Chiddush of the Pasuk is Shalei Kedarka. So Rashi says there's another nafgamina. What if you do zivuach kiter eshtachava to this melech guy? The man the Omar that melech is lav avodah zarah, you potter, because it's not avodah zarah. So if you do a zivuach to something which is not an avodah zarah, you potter. Mashen kain the man the Omar melech avodah zarah, you'd be chayiv. The melech is chinuch. And Bashi's achareim says who adin the other nafgaminas. If a ben noach is chayav a melech, if it's a avodah zarah, vada yeah. If it's not an avodah zarah, then vada not. Or if let's say someone does melech, is he a kaifa b'chal teri kula? Mumal avodah zarah is a mumal chal teri kula. If melech's not avodah zarah, it's not a mumal chal teri kula. Kids, and that's the shayla. Is melech one of the chukas hagayim? It's not avodah zarah, or is it avodah zarah? Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, he's mashmid if himshad al kapanim lefit a kesef mishnah. He holds the chayyad different shad in the sugya. The Rambam seems to paskin that melech is lav avodah zarah. First of all, the Rambam paskins that you're only chayiv to melech, you're not chayiv to other avodah zarah, which the chayyad of shad is, he's passing melech lav avodah zarah. And secondly, and this is ma'egan and diak, the Rambam doesn't bring it together with the avodah zarah. The Rambam brings all the avodah zarahs in Perek Gimel. That's where he discusses all the different ways of being Oved Avodah Zarah, all the Chuvim Avodah Zarah. And here in Perek Vav, he starts off with Oved and Yedaini, and then he goes to Melech, and then goes to other things like Sakam L'chamat Seva. It's not Masha, we're still dealing with the Yisurim of Avodah Zarah Bechlal. So that where the Rambam puts is also Masha, but he holds that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. And as I stated in the Kesef Mishnah, he says that L'chai Father, the Rambam is going to pass him like the Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara says that the Stam Mishnah goes like the Man Yama, that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. But the Kesef Mishnah says like this. He says, V'nir midivra abeinu, because since the Rambam says, Oysa Avodah Zu la'Avodah Zarah acheres chutz mi Melech pater. So he says, V'nir midivra abeinu shekaz Avodah Zarah acheres the Melech Avodah Zarah hu. V'oysa echem arba Avodah Zlefan of Chayev delay karashi shekaz of the pater. Since he says, if you do this Avodah to another Avodah Zarah, which is not Melech, V'aysas Melech is an Avodah Zarah, and if you do the zibuch kita shtachava to melech you be chayev and not like Rashi. That's stated in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Achreinim, the Prichadash, they brought in the back in the Sefer Lekutim in the back of the Ram, the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. They're very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah. He just before said that melech's not avodah zarah. Why is he saying that since the Rambam says avodah zarah acheres, a different avodah zarah, that sounds like he holds that Melech is a Avodah Zarah and Afgamina, if you do Zivuch and Kita and Isuch, to Melech you'd be Chayiv. But he just before said the Rambam passes Melech Lav Avodah Zarah Hu. Mel, they want to be Nidchak, the Prichadash and others want to be Nidchak in the Lashon Acheres, he doesn't really mean it's not Bedafka, just like Agamara says, Sholosh Krisis Ba Avodah Zarah, why didn't all them, and says one name is for Melech, and that goes like the Man Yom Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, the Gemara at the end of Amud Beis here. Basically, you could call Melech Avodah Zarah even if it's not Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rambam, it's Lav Dafka when he says Avodah Zarah, Acheres, it can't be Medayik that he holds it's Avodah Zarah. But the Kesef Mishnah, he says, and the Rambam holds Melech as Avodah Zarah, and if you're Zimuch Lekita V'nisuch to Melech, you'll be Chayiv. But it's a Pella, like we're saying. He just before said that Melech's not Avodah Zarah. What's the Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah? More than that, and like this Rabbi Ruch official Brillout in the Seif and the Psaidigain, Loisef Sei Kufil Ches points out, the Rambam is pretty mefurish in other places that he holds that Melech is Avodah Zarah. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis right here says, Zu avara ainis treifa kamer shechashav amoyin rav lama'id. This avara lamelech doesn't mean you burn the person. Evel ikru k'shayim avara nesesh v'yim alat neysa l'shem oysa pesel hayidua she'ayv neysa b'kach v'hu anikru melech. He says, you made the fire, and you did it l'shem, this pesel, which they did this avara to, v'hu anikru melech. He calls it a pesel hayidua. So it sounds like he holds it is an Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam here says, "V'm also going to Hashem Avodah Zarah Cheres Misharin Avodim Ein Chayiv Misa V'Vishezu Avodah Samelech," which that lecher is the man the Yama that Melech love Avodah Zarah. And yet the Rambam calls it a Pesel Hayidua. Why says it's calling it an Avodah Zarah? Well, Derek said the Rambam in Sefer Amitzis. He says, "Shizrona mitas mitays ksasu v'neinu al nevad amafursim as manesin as tayr shayish shmei Melech." He calls it clearly a neven hamafursim shebizman nesin esreisenu shayish shemay melech. Vayis this koyin is avayda zara. And the Sefer Chinuch says it also mafursh. The Sefer Chinuch here mitzureishkas and acheremais. He says shalniten ksasu b'neinu lavirim lifnei avayda zara shayish me'adam bizman matan tayir shayish shemay melech. Clearly lifnei avayda zara shnei mizrach lesin lahave b'melech. And he's going with the Shita of the Rambam. He says clearly, quotes the Rambam a few times. He's going with the Shita that you're only chayiv if you do it for Melech, not for any other Avei Dezara. Later he brings another Shita that you're chayiv for all Avei Dezaras, and he calls it Avei Dezara. So what's the Pshat? So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perel says the Pshat in the Rambam. I don't understand the source. I'm not going to say it over, because Be'emison we have a Me'iri, which has a Klar Pshat. The Me'iri is mamish mefurish what the pshat is in the Chari. This is mamish the pshat in the Rambam. The Me'iri says avada the melech itself was an avodah zara. The melech was a pesel hayidua haneved bizman matantera. Avada the melech itself was an avodah zara. L'das the Rambam. Now, like Rashi and the Ramban hold, but the havaris be'esh b'melech was not an avodah of the avodah zaras. The Me'iri learns it was an initiation rite. When you gave it over to the Kaimim, you're trying to initiate this child into the cult of the Melech, that he should be an Eivet to the Melech. But the Etzem being Mavrim Be'esh, that's not an Avodah. That's not an Avodah that you're doing for the Melech. That's not an actual Avodah Zara. That's not a form of divine worship, of divine service for the Melech. It's just a ritual that's done, that he says, that makes that the child now becomes a member of the Klum. So Melech Lav Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that the Melech is not Avodah Zarah. He is. Melech Lav Avodah Zarah means that the act of Melech, the act of Avaris B'nai L'Melech, that's not an act of Avodah Zarah B'chlal. It's not done L'Shem Avodah Zarah B'chlal. So Vayish says he holds like this. If Melech was Avodah Zarah, so the same Cheshbon is Rashi. So that's Avada Darka B'kach. So that you don't need. So the Pasuk doesn't have to tell you that Avara Be'esh L'Melech is Chayev, because it's Avodah Zarah, and it's Darka B'kach. So Elamai, the whole point of the Torah telling you Avara L'Melech is Chayev, is to tell you that if you do this Avodah of Melech to any other Avodah Zarah, you're Chayev, and that's a pshat of Echel L'Melech, Echel L'Shai Avodah Zarah. Now, Shankin, since we're saying that Avara L'Esh is not Avodah Zarah, Avara L'Esh is another ritual which is done in front of Avodah Zarah, an initiation rite, but that's not Gufan Avodah. So Mela, that's only L'Melech. There's no reason to be married to anything else. It's only L'Melech. It's a new Xerus Akasa, that even though this is not Avodah Zarah, it's a different type of a ritual. It's done in front of Avodah Zarah, it's done for Avodah Zarah, but it is not Avodah Zarah, but Yechayif in it. As I learned in Me'iri, and this Lechayif fits very good in the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam didn't put Havar Zarah L'Melech together with the other Hilchas Avodah Zarah, because the Rambam's passing like man the Amar Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, meaning the Avodah itself is not an Avodah of Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam calls the Melech an Avodah Zarah, he calls other things an Avodah Zarah Acheres, and like the Kesher Mishnah says, if you're Zivich v'Nisach v'Shtachaveh to Melech, you'd be Chayiv, because the Melech itself is an Avodah Zarah, and that's Mavur in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer HaMitzvos, that's Mavur in the Sefer HaChinuch, that the Melech was a Pesel that was Neved, a Pesel Yadua, Bezman Matan Torah. Now this pshat in the Rambam doesn't come from a Bruch official Perla. He says a different pshat in the Rambam, Ayin Shom. But this comes from the Me'iri, so it's a good pshat in the Rambam. But a Bruch official Perla says in the Sandy Goyin, a Fakert pshat, which also is a good pshat. There is a Mashmoyus you can learn this way in the Rambam. It would be not like the Kesef Mishnah, because the pshat we said now fits very good with the Kesef Mishnah. But this pshat, but Al Kabanim, like we said, is also Mashmoyus not to learn the way. But in the Sandy Goyin, he wants to say this pshat. Because Reb Sadi Goyin is Mavur in one of the places that he says that if you do Havaris B'nai to an Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv. Vaisis he holds Echel Lamelech Echel Lashar Avodah Zarah. So Reb Sadi Goyin is Mavur, he paskin that way Echel Lamelech Echel Lashar Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv. But still, Reb Yochanan Fishel didn't want to learn that Reb Sadi Goyin paskins that the man the Amid Amelech is Avodah Zarah, because Reb Sadi Goyin has a separate mitzvah of Melech. If Melech is Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Huminichl in the general Isser of Avodah Zarah. So it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. So the fact that the Reb Sadi Goyin considers it a separate mitzvah, and also he doesn't put it together with the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah. He puts it together with the mitzvahs of Arayis, where it is in Acheremais. That's also Mashmais to me. He doesn't bring it, that it's not Avodah Zarah. And also, it's a Shigal Deichig that the Reb Sadi Goyin would say, not like the Stam Mishnah, the Gemara's Mavur, the Stam Mishnah, holds that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel wants to say in the Psandi Gain the same pshat as the Meiri, but fakert. That L'kuli Alma Melech, the Melech itself is an Avodah Zarah. And the Machlokes of Melech Avodah Zarah or Melech Lav Avodah Zarah is whether the Avodah of Melech itself is Avodah Zarah or not. But when the Gemara says, Tanan command yama mount melech lam avay dezarhi, the Gemara doesn't mean Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that's mechayev a melech and other avay dezars. Fakert! The man yama melech lam avay dezar is dafka the Tanakam and it says dafka melech. Because other Abba, if melech was avay dezara, the act of melech was an act of avay dezara, period. So then it's dafka melech. You need to do the avay to, it has to be kedarka. He doesn't explain why do you need an extra pasuk, why typically it should fit into kedarka, but that's how he's learning pshat in the Gemara. That if you hold melech as avodah zarah, so it's avodah zarah kedarka. The pasuk's just being mefarit one form of avodah zarah kedarka, but it's not telling you any chiddush. It's not being mechadish a new mitzvah of melech. It's telling you, you can't be mavizar lemelech, that's a parshat avodah zarah. That's the Tanakhama, which holds it's dafka melech, because melech was the derech, that's the derech of that particular avodah zarah, and that's the Yisr. The Mishnah holds Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, holds like the Tanakhama, that Melech Lav Avodah Zarah means that you chayiv no matter what you do it to. Because Melech is a whole different Inyan. The actual act of Melech is not an act of Avodah Zarah. So Melech, you don't need Kedarka. As long as you do this act of Melech to any Avodah Zarah, that's already considered an Yisr of Melech. Because the Gemara doesn't say clearly whether we're going like the Man the Yomer, whether the Mishnah that says Command the Yomer Melech Lav Avodah Zarah is either Tanakam or Lazar Shimon. He wants to learn Reb Sandi Gain that okay, the Mishnah is that Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, that's a Tanakama, Echel the Melech Echel the Shai Avodah Zarah Chayiv. Since the Avodah Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, the Melech is an Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, so Melech Chayiv no matter which Avodah Zarah you do it to. Mashiach, if the Avodah Melech is an Avodah Zarah, then you only chayev to melech. That's a pshat in your pshat yigayin. But b'kitza, we have three pshatim in the sugya. Rashi's pshat, and the Ramban al Torah, Pashi pshat in the sugya is that if melech's lav avodah zarah, that means the actual melech isn't an avodah zarah. It's some other form of kishuf for whatever it is. There's no avodah zarah by the name of melech. Melech is not an avodah zarah. It's some other superstitious ritual which was done, came like regular chukas ha-meiri, chukas ha-gayim. And Mamela, you need Dafka Melech for that. Mashaykin, if Melech is Avodah Zarah, then either like Rashi, the Pshat is Melech is an Avodah Zarah, and the act is an act of Avodah Zarah, but why did the Torah say it to tell you the Yechayiv, even if you do it for any Avodah Zarah, even Shalai Kedarka? Or like the Ramban, that there's no such thing called an Avodah Zarah of Melech Lefize either. Melech just means Avodah Zarah. It's just interchangeable with the word Avodah Zarah. And the Torah is giving you another Avodah which is done for an Avodah Zarah, which is Chayiv, even Shalai Kedarka. But the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns and the way I'm learning from the Meiri, the Rambam is saying the Etzem Melech is an Avodah Zarah, and like we said, that's Mavur in Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer HaMitzvos, and very Meduyik in the Rambam in Yad, the Kesef Mishnah's Diyak Avodah Zarah Acheres, that Melech is an Avodah Zarah, but the Meiri is saying that the Avodah of Melech is not an Avodah Zarah. But the same Cheshbon, if the Avodah of Melech is an Avodah Zarah, so then what the Torah means to be Mechayavit for all Avodah Zarahs, but since the Avodah of Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, it's just not a ritual, so then you need Dafka Melech for that. But the Etzem Melech is an Avodah Zarah, so therefore if you zivach v'nisach to the Melech, you'll be chayiv with the Lei Karashi, Dashtet and Gesa Mishnah. And then you have the Reb Sandi Gaon Lefir Bruchim Fishel Perlas Pshat, then he holds that Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, but fakert, the man yom Melech lam Avodah Zarah means that you chayiv for any Avodah Zarah, because you're not doing Avodah Zarah, you're just doing this ritual, that will be mechayiv you for any Avodah Zarah. Mashenk in the other way, if Melech is Avodah Zarah, then you only chayiv if you do it to this particular Avodah Zarah of Melech. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara in the beginning of the Bay says, Amr Abiyana eine chayiv et shim sirenu l'mishorse Avodah Zarah, shnem mizarach l'sit l'havi l'melech, tanya l'mihochi, with the whole thing. And Rashi says that you give it to the mishorse Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Ustam in the milsa shamashin shalok kam avirin lo. That the Meshar Sevei Dezarah, they're the ones that are actually being Marvel Melech, not the Av. Now the Ramban al Torah, the Ran here brings, the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Acharemais, that says that it's not the Shemashim are doing it, it's the Av that does it. Because he says, how could the Av be Chayiv on what the Shemashim are doing? But the pshat is you give it over to the kaimim. He learns you give it over to kaimim. In other words, they do as a tnufa, a gosha, like that type of thing. In other words, they give it to the kaimim. That makes it a carbon azah. But you're the one that actually, the father is the one that actually does the aveda of the mavrit lemelech. So there's two stages. There's the mesira lekaimim. That's mizarachal lesitin lehavi lemelech. So they have him and whatever they do to him, and then they give it back to the av, and he does it. As I stated in the Rambam in Yad, also the Rambam Musa says mafurish that way. The Rambam says yimadik esh gadol v'kech mixes zaru moishu lekaimin over the esh v'aisa kaim neishu ben la'aviv achash nimsa biyadon lavir beish birshu son. That the mesir lekaimin means you give it to the kaimin, and now it's like his, and then they like the father's doing it birshu son. So if he does it without the kaimin, that's not called mesira. But if he doesn't do the avara beish, he's also not chayiv. The av is the one that does the avara beish. So the Rambam's kasha and Rashi, and didn't see anyone be married to, the Rambam's kasha and Rashi, how could he be chayiv on the avodas hakayimim? Doesn't sound so shver. In other words, the chayiv is to give it to the kayimim and then being mavrid beish. His maisa is a maisa of giving it to the kayimim. That's his chayiv. If they're not mavrid beish, so it never happened. And I was a chayiv, it's a dugma lezeh. Is let's say someone putting a pot up on the fire, says chayiv mishum avashel, even though if the didn't cook, if he took it off before it got cooked, that's the gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalad. If you ready to pass from the tanner kaidim lav shavu de isus skila, if it never got cooked, then of course you're potter. But the pshat is you put it on the fire to get cooked. That's the chayiv. If it gets cooked, so here also you give it to the kaimim for them to be mavi beish. That's the chayiv if he's mavi beish. As I lechura, the Aruch Haner kind of asks the other way. The Aruch Haner asks that Bishlam according to Rashi is not asrasaf because he does one maisa, he gives it to the kaimrim. So he's chayiv for that maisa that he did, but tonight that of course yamavre beish. But maisa says that wouldn't be called asrasafik. That's like Taisus asks the kasha anytime someone puts the pas in the tanner, why isn't asrasafik? He might take it out. The Teretz says kustam and the mulsa if it remains the way it is. It will be chayiv, simamela. That's why he's chayiv. That's not called asra suffix, not a suffix. The chazak is will be chayiv. Here also, you give it to the kaimim to put in the ish. If I did, they're going to put in the ish. So he's chayiv. If they happen not to do it, so it never happened. But he asked the kasha the other way. The feather is shining that hold the Ramban al Tayr and the Rambam and the Ad that hold that the father himself has to be meisir be'ish. So why isn't asra suffix? The chayiv, you don't know b'shas that he gave it, b'shas the avara. You don't know b'shas the Messiah if he's going to be able to fear ice. He has to do another maisa, so that should be called asra safik. He says v'yesh liyashiv, and l'chayr the yishiv is neferkert. It's a avera which is done in two stages. So the asra is given when you do the second stage, like the marshal, a kayin marrying a grusha, which you need both a kedushin and a bia. So it's not asra safik. You do the asra at the last stage about the bia. Here we see, you do the asra when he does the avera. Wouldn't be called asra safik. Al Kopanim, they bring down the Yishalmi is mashma. Achrayim ready to bring down the Yishalmi is mashma like the Ramban and the Rambam. The Yishalmi says v'yitlenu v'yavirenu. It sounds like the father is taking him back from the kaimim and being maverit. But the Rambam himself in Pirish Mishnayis and in Sefer Amitzis is mashma kloida shemashma being maverit. Could be he was chayzer. And in the Yad he said that the father is being maverit. But that's the Chayyim HaChlaikis. Rashi holds is one Isser giving it to the Kaimim to be Mavir. You just need the Havara also to be part of the Chiyiv. And the other Rishayim all know, the Isser is in two stages. You have to do two specific acts in order to be Chayyiv. There's one act of Mesira, which the Pasuk says, Umezeracha Lesitin Lahavala Melech. There's one act of Havara, Leslaydiya Becham Mavir Benoy Bita Be'esh. There's two specific acts, Mesira and Havara. And you need both these two acts in order to be chayiv. Now the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Acha Brei de Rava Hever Kol Zarei Potash. Now I'm a Mizaracha V'Loi Kol Zaracha. And Shaina was a little bothered. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that a person who's Hever Kol Zarei is Potter? It's worse if you have a Kol Zarei than just to have a Mixer Zarei. What's Pasha Taich? There's a famous smag in Leisa Seimem. He says, "Yesh tamas el tshuvas haminim." He says, "It's not clear if he meant it as a serious tam or not." He says, "Neshem misas bezim is chaprim hamumasim. Misas bezim is a kapara for the ones who are killed." V'zeus a kol kach aveir gedolish ena kadosh baruch hu reitzah shilei shum kapara. He did such a big aveira. We don't want him to have any kapara. It's more chamer, and that's why it doesn't get misa. It doesn't get misa because it's so chamer. Misa is not enough. And misa is a kapara. We don't want him to have a kapara. There's a famous marsha. It's right here. He says, "Lefidus man, we could understand the din of ain ain. We extend the halacha of ain ain shem and a din. What's the pshat in ain shem and a din? You have a kal v'chaymer. Why can't he give an ainish of a kal v'chaymer? So like the marsha at the same time, because an ainish is a kapara." And if you have a kal v'chaymer to give an einish, maybe fakert. Maybe since it's more chum, he doesn't deserve an einish. You can't give him an einish because you don't want him to have a kapara. The einish is not enough for him. Lefinus smag that says that the pshanim yizarei v'loi kol zarei is that if he did the aver chamur of kol zarei, so mamela, we don't want to give him misa, so it shouldn't be a kapara. That also explains the din of ein ein shem and a din because it's too chamer, mamela, you shouldn't get a kapara. The Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, gives a different time that the sign of Mavir B'nai L'Melech was that we give this son to the Melech, k'day that the other son should be Metzliach. That's the sign. I think it's befrat if Yom Melech is Lava V'Dezara. V'Dezara, good. If Yom Melech Lava V'Dezara, it makes sense that this is the sign of the Melech is that you give part of Yezara to the Melech, so Melech, that gives a bracha on the other part that you didn't give over. When you give kol zayir lemelech, the satnish came shat b'chlal. The whole point is, you're giving part, and mail the other part will be good. To give the whole thing, there's no melech b'chai gavna. It's not the avodah of melech b'chlal. That's like the Sefer HaChinuch. The Melchus Chinuch there says, l'char the binafkemina. Let's say that you have an avodah zayir, even if you're a melech lav avodah zayir, but let's say you have an avodah zayir which that's gufet it's aveda. B'fan if you'll melech aveda zarihi. That's gufet it's aveda, and the aveda is to give all the zera. That's gufet aveda for this aveda zera. To do this melech with all the zera. So mela, lefida tamer chinuch enachinami mitzad melech you won't be chayiv, but you will be chayiv mitzad aveda zera, because l'maisi doing aveda zera kedak you'll be chayiv l'tzei chayavdu. Mashenkin lefida smag that the pshat is you did something more chamer and the mela misa is not enough. So even if what you did was Avodah Zarah, and you should be Mechayiv Amalts Kedarka for Avodah Zarah, but it's too Chomer, so Mele won't be Chayiv Misa. But he says, it's not Mistar, but it's not meant this time La'alocha. That's Taina de Minchas Chinuch. He says, it's a Tshuva Saminim. He says, you don't even have to give any time him. He says, there is a Kosov. The Torah, there is a Kosov Om. He's Zeracha V'lei Kol Zeracha. It's not Mistar, but the time is meant La'alocha B'chlal. If the time will be meant La'alocha, so who had been Mitzad the Parish of Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't give him Misa. But he says, not mistab, it's meant malacha. Now, Taisus asked the kasha on the whole din. How is it shayach that kol zaracha is potter? L'maisa, when you did one, that was mixa zaracha. So you already chayav misa. So how is it shayach that now you're potter? So Taisus answers, it's talking about you only had one son. So memela out one is kol zaracha. Or you had more than one. And avirim b'vasachas, you did one avar and all the sons together. So Taisus is mukhich lalacha l'maisa. That if someone did Avar L'Melech on the Mixer Zera, and that afterwards he did more Avar L'Melech until he had Kol Zera, he'd be Chayiv. Taisus holds of his Kasha. Once you did Avar and a Mixer L'Melech, you're Chayiv. And once you're Chayiv, doing the Kol Zera is not a Ptur B'chlal. And as I take a state in the Mimi, and as I mafurish in Taisus, the Ptur is when you do one Avar on Kol Zera. So you never did Avar and Mixer Zera, so there never was a Mechayiv. Now the Kesef Mishnah says, he brings the Taisus, and Kesef Mishnah in Elchus of Adizara Perek Vav Alach Adalad, and he says, V'li nira, nechi ava kam achiuvay toli v'aymet, nechi vis toli v'aymet, lai hivay yeser chayiv, am hivay yeser nifte mechiuvay. Now the Pshad is, enechin ami, he's chayiv by doing mixas, and if he does, Kael will become potter. It's toli v'aymet. So that's a chayinah like Taisus. So the Achreinim, the Prichadish and the Sefer Mayim Chaim and the Rambam and others ask Akasha, according to the Kesef Mishnah, why isn't it a problem of Asra Safik? How could he be Chayiv if the Chiv is Tali V'Aymid and if he does all the Zerah he's Pater? So why isn't it a problem of Asra Safik? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Kasha, he's not bothered by the Kasha. He says, because Taisus says that if the Matzav is going to stay the way it is, you'll be Chayiv, that's not called Asra Safik. He has to do a Maisa to Pater himself by doing the rest of them, that's not called Asra Safik. Kamachreinim speak about it. I don't want to be too mayrich. It's there in the, if you want to look at the Mayim Mekaymis and the Minchas Chinuch and the end of Sim Mitzvah Ches and the Mechayin Yushalayim Minchas Chinuch, Ha'aretz, he brings down Kamachreinim Mekaymis to speak about the Shaila. But in the back of the Gemara, the Nishmul, he says an interesting thing. He says that according to the Smag, that Kol Zare, the reason why Yipat is because it's too Chomer, he held on that it's not Chayach Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik is that maybe you're not Mechuyiv. But if you should aim on Mechuyiv, you're just so Mechuyiv that we don't want to give you Misa, not to give you Kapara, that's not called Hasra Safik. You're Zichah going to be Mechuyiv. It could be you won't get Misa because Faket, it's too Chomer. That's not Hasra Safik. That's right, they like the Smag. If you never on the Smag is the Halacha. The Rambam's Meduik, not like the Smag. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaChinuch also, they say the mitzvah is to imavim mixes zera lemoylech. That's good for the mitzvah. That's good for the lav, to imavim mixes zera lemoylech. That sounds more like the Sefer HaChinuch, that the pshat is, the lav is on the mixes zera. On the kol zera, there's no lav. Not that there's a p'tur of kol zera because it's more chomer u'kadayma. That would fit good with Taisis. So the pshat is, if you did mix a zera, you're either the chiyuv misa. You do a kol zera afterwards, that doesn't pat to you. In the Kesef Mishnah, the Milchus Chinuch wants to learn, even the Kesef Mishnah is only saying it if you do it ba'isim maimet. Kuntais is not really arguing on Taisis. He means if ba'isim maimet, it's not mamish of asachas, but ba'isim maimet, you did kol zera, that's not called avara mix a zera lemelech, because in the same maimet you did kol zera. Mashen Kain, if it was the next day, he holds even the Kesef Mishnah all the chayv. It's not much away in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rosh Hashanah Mefurish learns that even after they pass in the Chiyuv Misa, if he goes and he's mavid the rest of the Zera Lamelech, he'll be potter. Melchari, that's what it's Tolian. If the pshat is that the Isser is mavid mixa Zera, so you did mix a Zera, he chayv. Afterwards, he did more. How could that pat to you? That would be mashim like Taisus. They were talking about you did it all with Asachas, so walk upon him like the Minchas Chinuch Mamaymed Echad. Mashegin like the smag, the pshat is that you did a very chamura, or for whatever reason, there's a p'tur when you did kol zera, not the pshat that the isser is the mix of zera. The isser is zera. When you do kol zera, that's a p'tur. Then you can maybe hear that a path is even afterwards. But it's not as strong stuff because the chiv is there. You have a way to pat to yourself, but good. The kol kama, you didn't pat to yourself, you have the chiv, that's not called as strong stuff. Now the Gemara is a machlokes, Abayin Rav exactly, Havara Echidami had to make the Havara. And according to Rashi, either way, you didn't go into the fire at all. Just the fire was either on two sides and he went across a pile of bricks in the middle of the two sides of the fire, or the fire was in a pit and he jumped over the fire. But either way, you didn't actually go through the fire. The Rambam is mashma that you go actually through the fire. The Rambam says, Mavir oisei beragle mitzad letzad echa b'teicha shal heves, that you go actually through the flame and you bring it from one side to the other. That's how he seemed to learn Rava. And when he says, Mavir Aisei Beragloi, it's a Shaila, does he mean that the father's carrying the son and the father's bringing him with the father's feet? Or the father's like leading the son with the son's feet? That's a Shaila exactly. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, what he brings from the Marik and what his own Pshat is. Falkopanim, both Rashi and the Rambam stress that they didn't burn to the Melech. Rashi says, Ve'enai Sarfai, Miliktani Lekamana Mavir Atzmi Pata Amal Achar Avar Chayhu. It says earlier, Chizkiah, Shachse, Imel, Salamandra, that wasn't for the Melech, that was a different thing. That was for the Lehei Sarvayim, that there was Sreifa. The Rambam also says that Mefurish, Loishu Sarfil Lamelech, their Shevnaim, Hussein, Levade, Zara, Acheris, El Vareb, Levade, Savade, Zusha, Shemai, Melech. They didn't burn the child at all, and that's what he says in Pirish Mishnayim, so. It wasn't an Avedah to burn the child, it was just to go through the fire, on top of the fire, or in between the fire, whatever the case was, but it wasn't a void of burning the child, klal uchlal. That's the Rashi and the Rambam stress. And the Rai is because Mavir Atzmai, the Ramban Alateya, in Parshas Acharemais, he says no, he brings a lot of different psukim, which he says is klar, that the avoda was to burn the children, that the children died. And he says, and this sounds like it only be in Rava, but he says that the pshat is, that they didn't, it wasn't Akhtara, it wasn't like they burnt them at stake. They will maver him through the fire, but they will maver again and again and again and again and again until the child died. That's the insight. And the kasha for maver hu atzma is because the havara is even one time is already considered havara l'maylach. But the derech was to do the havara until the child actually died. The Rambam brings a lot of psukim and navi that talk about this thing about havara be'esh. And with the klara hechrich that we're talking about that the child died, he holds chizki also was havara l'maylach. Rashi and Mestama learn in all these psukim that we're not talking about Avar Lamelech Bechlal. It's two different things. There was burning children for Avodah Zarah, the Eish, the Pasuk says, Gamas B'neim, They did that. But the pshat is, that's not Melech. Melech is when they didn't burn the child. Melech is when they went the child in the Eish. That's the Mechleikis. When the Ramban wants to learn the Psukim in Nach, Kama v'kama Psukim, he holds as a Deichik to learn that's not talking about Melech. Ayin Shem Barichas, he holds that the child did die when they did it to Melech. So Mechleikis Rishayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.